The NEA's Director of Folk and Traditional Arts, Clifford Murphy, says this year's National Heritage Fellows are a diverse lot.
If you look at this year's class of fellows, you have Anna Brown Ellers, who's a Chilcat weaver. You have Phil Wiggins, who's a blues harmonica player from the metro Washington, D.C. area. And then you have many things in between, you know, craft, dance, music. It's pretty extraordinary.
Chilcat weaving is an indigenous art form practiced by coastal people in Southeast Alaska and British Columbia. Traditionally, mountain goat wool is woven on a loom and blended with thin strips of cedar bark to create elaborately patterned blankets.
One thing that is just stunningly beautiful about it is that to see something like this outside in the natural environment, it's like the colors are utterly complementary to the landscape. These are the colors that you see in your trees and in your waterways and on the mountainside. It's really quite striking.
Anna Brown Ellers was born and raised in Juneau. Her ancestors come from Clukwan.
The designs on the Chilcat blanket represent our clans. So the designs say who you are and by knowing that, okay, I'm from the Whale House, people know where you're from. And it's not an ownership of the land. It's our identity.
She says the art seemed to come easy for her when she started in the early 1980s.
Once I started, it was as if I had always done it. It was kind of deja vu. So I'm really happy to be included in this group. And I'm really satisfied that us Chilcat Tlingit Indians are included.
One of the challenges, she says, is gathering the traditional materials needed. She says her children have helped her since they were old enough to use a knife.
We prepare the materials in the springtime, and whenever mountain goat hunters call me and ask me to meet them at the ferry terminal or they send me a hide on a plane, my children and friends and relatives of mine, they all show up and work the mountain goat together. And it's not a fun job, that part, I can tell you, but it's a necessity.
She spoke of one of her latest works, an 8-foot by 7-foot blanket with the design of a newborn orca.
When I finished that one, I did some research on the baby killer whales, and when they're newborn, they're 7 feet long, and they weigh 400 pounds. And that weaving, the killer whale was exactly 7 feet wide. So it's a life-size killer whale.
Ellers and the other 8 National Heritage Fellows will receive $25,000 and be feted at a September awards ceremony in Washington, D.C. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.